Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is John Heaven, CEO of Yangaroo Incorporated. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is YOO, and over-the-counter is YOOIF. Thanks for joining us today there, John.
Well, it's good to be speaking with you, Juan.
Great. Anytime. Start off by talking to us about the or some of the value drivers behind the company's Q2 results, which were particularly strong.
Yes. Yeah, we're very pleased with that. Our second quarter revenues, our quarter is calendar ended June 30th, 2009. Our revenues grew 48% over the second quarter of the prior year, and our EBITDA improved by 35%. And that followed the similar growth that we saw in our first quarter, so that revenues for the first half or the 6 months of 2009 grew 46% over the first half of the prior year, and also EBITDA improved by 35% over the same period. So what we're seeing is the I guess we're on the cusp of the hockey stick, as some people call it, or we've reached the tipping point here. During the second quarter, we had some key events that occurred. Number one, we launched our next generation of our digital media distribution system, which we called DMDS 5.0. We also had the grant of our third patent. This patent was United States Patent 7529712. It is titled Content Distribution System and Method. We filed an infringement claim based on that patent in the United States, requesting the court issue an injunction against a competitor of ours, Destiny Media Technologies. And they are listed on the bulletin board, OTC, under DSNY. We also signed a commercial agreement with a Fortune 500 company to use DMDS 5.0 in the production of its television shows, which is the first time we've had a customer use our new DMDS 5.0 platform for that purpose. So we're excited about that opening up a new market for us. And, you know, the cherry on top, I guess, was we were named to the Tech 100 2009 list by Canadian Business, which is a highly regarded business publication in Canada. And it is the annual list of Canada's top 100 technology companies. So we were delighted to be named to that list. The DMDS 5.0 platform, we've worked on that for over a year and invested a significant amount of resource into that. And the impact of that we've started to see is that our markets are now expanded to beyond music audio to include full broadcast music videos, television advertising, award shows, television production, and more. The flexibility that we built into DMDS 5.0 allows us to go after these different market verticals.
So, yeah, can you explain to us a little bit the technology?
Yes, it's a secure digital distribution a system that is web-based. We've developed it for use in business-to-business media distribution. We incorporate biometrics, encryption, and watermarking in the system to provide security. What DMDS does, it replaces the need to distribute media on physical carriers such as CDs and beta tapes with far more efficient and less expensive, faster, and certainly far greener digital distribution. So instead of taking a television commercial and then putting that on a beta tape and sending it, currying that with UPS or FedEx, that can be uploaded to DMDS and distributed in full broadcast quality to the destinations. So this is essentially what we're doing is we're we're replacing physical media workflows with digital media workflows.
So can you talk about some of the – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to – so, yeah, continue talking about some of the market trends and how well-positioned the company Yangaroo is to capitalize on them.
Well, the patent protection I mentioned puts up significant barriers to entry in our niche. And we're seeing from the increased revenue the growing use of DMDS. And actually that growth that we've seen in through Q1, Q2 so far this year is just from the music audio delivery. We've just begun the broadcast quality music video delivery, and we announced our first deliveries from Sony to Music Plus in Canada, and then from E1 Entertainment to U.S. broadcasters. Earlier in the month, we've announced a partnership with Horizon Media to adapt DMDS for a digital media workflow for them, and we also, as I mentioned earlier, have adapted DMDS to handle television program production, how that works is for TV program production, there'll be let's say pre-release music or samples of music that'll be distributed to various parties helping produce the program, such as animators or choreographers, to help them start to arrange dance numbers, etc. The need for security pre-release in television program production is very important, and we were chosen because of that, a unique feature we have of identifying individuals through biometrically.
Certainly, and go ahead.
Pardon me?
No, I was going to say, yeah, certainly, and so it is a niche market, and so I guess how many competitors do you have, and what differentiates you from some of the other players in your sector?
We have no competitor that provides an end-to-end secure digital distribution method for broadcast quality music videos. We do have one competitor that provides music audio only, and that's the company I mentioned. We filed an injunction against in the United States under our patent. That's Destiny Media. And we estimate there's a $10 million market for broadcast quality music video delivery. And beyond that, the market for television advertising is several times that market. Then added to that, we've also doing some award shows as an additional market for us. The last Juno Awards earlier this year were powered by DMDS 5.0. Instead of distributing approximately 15,000 CDs amongst the hundreds of judges and members that vote for the Juno Awards, that's Canada's version of the Grammys. Uploaded into DMDS, and then the judges and members could access that online. And we're expanding our program with CARIS, the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, this year for the next round of the Juno Awards. And we recently added the Canadian Country Music Awards to that, and we're looking forward to adding more music audio award shows. And then also, we're now considering supporting music video award shows as well, now that we can do full broadcast quality video.
Great.
Yeah.
And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Oh yeah, my background I'm a technology entrepreneur. My background was in the financial and technology sector, and The previous company I was involved with, we started from a concept, and I helped move that to a Toronto Stock Exchange and NASDAQ listed enterprise. And my colleagues, if you see on our website that are there, Cliff Hunt brings decades of experience in the music business as manager and publisher of well-known artists, award-winning artists, and our CTO, our Chief Technology Officer Richard Close, he brings a great deal of experience in the digital media space to the company, we're very fortunate actually to have many of our other team members that bring understanding from the entertainment industry, experience from the entertainment industry, and then also we have team members that are highly skilled technologists.
And Gray, what are some of the objectives that the management team has set for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, our push is to get the other revenue streams flowing, in addition to the music audio stream that we've established, where we've revolutionized the Canadian industry. All major labels here use our DMDS. We're expanding our U.S. revenues, and usage is growing as well for music audio delivery. And then add to that, you see the music video revenues. Well, that revenue stream should start in September, and then adding to that television ad delivery and expanding our award show revenue streams, and also the television production market is also very appealing. And then our push is to get through to break even.
Right, certainly. And in terms of growth, will you look to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities? And if so, what are some of the synergies that you look for?
Our internal focus is on organic growth here and adding these new markets and an unserved market, particularly with music video delivery, is a key focus. But also, there are M&A opportunities that make sense, either with complementary technologies or serving the similar industries with technology products, or providing services in the B2B media distribution space. Those are things we'd certainly have a look at.
Well, and also in terms of investors, do you think that they understand the company's general direction?
Yes, they do. I think that we have over half of our shares are held by a large institutional investors, and they understand that there's this mega trend of replacing physical media distribution with digital media distribution is happening and is going to happen, and that we are going to be a leading player in that sea change that is going on right now, and certainly within music distribution and video content distribution. Organizations that, such as radio and television broadcasters, are striving to become more efficient and handling DVDs and beta tapes is highly inefficient and has a host of other problems, such as quality on reproduction, archive storage, needing to have multiple dubs for viewing by various departments, such as one for standards, one for programming, one for archives, one for broadcast production, et cetera, et cetera. Being able to do this all online digitally makes that management of that entire process vastly simpler and more efficient.
Great. And once again, joining us today is John Heaven, President and CEO of Yangaroo. And the company trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is YOO. And over-the-counter is YOOIF. And so before we conclude, John, just to kind of rehash everything, What are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Yanguru as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we have a proven industry-leading product that's protected by U.S. and Canadian patents. Our platform is the most advanced available that can handle broadcast quality audio and broadcast quality video for music and advertising. The market seems to have tipped, and we are on the cusp of accelerated revenue growth as we've seen for the last 2 quarters. Our results, our financial results, are improving dramatically, and we are the stage is set for us.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your progress. And it's always great to have you on, John. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Oh, I appreciate being able to speak with you, and thank you for your interest, Juan.